I'm going to speak on something I hope we've talked about before, and it's just going to be a filler, not a bad filler, but it's kind of like, let's go over it as a remembering. Have you ever realized that God desires for you to hold one of the highest positions? I'm not talking about sometime in the future either, but today. What position am I referring to? God desires for you to be his ambassador. What is an ambassador? In the most basic sense, an ambassador is a representative. According to the Britannica Encyclopedia, an ambassador is the highest ranking diplomatic representative of one government to another, or to an international organization. As formally defined and recognized in 1815 at the Congress of Vienna, ambassadors were originally regarded as personal representatives of their country's chief executive, rather than of the whole country. And their rank entitled them to meet personally with the head of state of most countries. Interestingly, before the development of modern communication, ambassadors were entrusted with extensive powers, but are now primarily regarded as spokespeople for their country, figureheads. Reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, it states, "Therefore, we serve as ambassadors on behalf of Christ." Now we all ask, what does that mean? We should be asking, what is an ambassador for Christ supposed to do? An ambassador for Christ is to represent God and his interest with a biblical worldview, with chaste behavior, without coarse language. Let's look at an example. King Nebuchadnezzar set up a 90-foot gold statue and said, "When you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, lyre, you are to fall down and worship the gold statue that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. But whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into a fiery furnace." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not fall down and worship that statue. At that time, some of the Chaldeans came to the King Nebuchadnezzar, and maliciously accused them, saying, "King, these men have ignored you, the king. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up." Let's pick it up in Daniel chapter 3, verse 13 through 18. Daniel chapter 3, verse 13 through 18. It states, "King Nebuchadnezzar was furious, so he sent for the three young men and said, 'I hear you refuse to worship my gods and the gold statue I have set up. Now I'm going to give you one more chance. If you bow down and worship the statue when you hear the music, everything will be all right. But if you don't, you will at once be thrown into the flaming furnace. No god can save you from me.' The three men replied, 'Your Majesty, we don't need to defend ourselves. The god we worship can save us from you and your flaming furnace. But even if he doesn't, we still won't worship your gods and your gold statue you have set up.' They stood for what was right. They acted as personal representatives of their chief executive, their country's chief executive. their country's chief executive is God. And they knew that God did not want them to bow down to any idols. So they respectfully told King Nebuchadnezzar that their God was able to save them. But even if he did not save them, they would not bow down to the golden image. In the middle of a life or death situation, these examples of ambassadors for Christ were steadfast and would not waver in their faith. So, how do we know how God wants us to behave or represent him? One way for us to tell how God wants us to represent him is to look back in history at the ways his people have displeased him and learn from their mistakes. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verses 6 through 10. Now these things become examples for us, so that we do not desire evil as they did. Don't become idolaters as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to play. Let us not commit sexual or immorality as some of them did. And in a single day, 23,000 people fell dead. Let us not tempt Christ as some of them did and were destroyed by snakes. Nor should we complain as some of them did and were killed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as examples, and they are written as a warning to us, on whom the ends of the age have come. Some of the things listed are what we need to watch for ourselves. Lusting after evil things. We need to have moral integrity. Idolaters. We must not serve false gods. Do we have idols in our hearts? Idols can be anything from worshiping the football god, to loving money and prestige, to desiring the love and approval of another human more than that of God. Are we worldly in loving the things of this world? Sexually immoral. Guys, we need to be especially careful about guarding our eyes. As it is said in Job chapter 31, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl. And women need to be careful to dress modestly so they do not cause their brothers in Christ to stumble. Those are the more subtle sexually immoral sins. Obviously, we don't want to be involved with pornography, fornication, adultery, or homosexuality. Murmuring or grumbling. I have kids, so that one's kind of sensitive. Do we lack faith in God? In Numbers chapter 14, verse 11, it states, Jehovah said to Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be before they believe me? For all the signs which I have shown among them. After all the things that God has done for us, do we still not trust him and try to come up with our own solutions? Do we have a biblical worldview and read and obey what we find written in the scriptures? Or do we put more faith in what the psychologists and today's experts say? Do we sometimes think that God's ways are too simplistic? Or make excuses about, that isn't how our world operates today. It was for this sin of grumbling that the Israelites were not allowed into the promised land. Speech and language. I'm certain we've all run into people who have very coarse language. We need to have speech that is not shameful or coarse. So what is an ambassador for Christ? An ambassador for Christ is a person who communicates, whose communication is not shameful or coarse, representing his God and kingdom. An ambassador is one who stands for right, calling a spade, a sin, sin. This is done with a humble spirit, knowing at one time we also did not know any better. Our actions are to emulate Christ, not the Pharisees. We must be well-versed in the scriptures, learning the law, and becoming an expert at answering when asked directions to our kingdom. Are we that ambassador?